Jim, thanks very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Coaches versus Cancer is this Saturday. Games are against Sheraton this Saturday evening. And really, this event, you guys raised, what, $25,000 last year about for cancer research. Knoxville has just kind of taken on a life of its own. I know you were just telling me before we started here that your phone's been ringing off the hook this morning, 2 days before, with t-shirt questions and all sorts of things.
Yeah, you are exactly right. It has kind of taken on a life of its own. And, you know, every year we think we probably tapped out the potential of this event the year before, and we somehow, the community finds a way that we raise even more money. And so it has grown every year. We go back 4 years ago and we made about $4,000, and it's just kind of jumped every year. And when we started it, we had no idea that it would ever get to this point, but we're very proud of the community that it has grown into, you know, what it is. And it's really turned out to just be one full day of events. And I just think it's great for our community, for everybody to kind of come together for a great cause.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, a full day of events starting on Saturday. What's going to be going on Saturday?
Well, things really get started at 11 o'clock with the alumni games. And last year was our first year for alumni games, and it was 4 games last year, and it's grown into 5. I think we have somewhere between 75 and 80 people signed up to play. And the 11 o'clock game is the one people seem to always want to come really see, and that's a 6-on-6 women's game that, you know, you used to play here in Iowa forever and haven't played for, well, I don't even know when it switched, you know, 15 years ago or so. But we've got about 13 or 14 ladies that played 6-on-6 in high school that are going to get things started at 11. And then at noon, there's a 5-on-5 women's game. And then at 1, 2, and 3 are all men's games. And, you know, we have quite a range of athletes, we'll still call them that. Some that graduated clear back in 1970, I believe, and then, you know, some that have graduated within the last year or two. And so that kind of gets us going. And during those alumni games, the concession stand will be open and the silent auction will be set up and going. And that stuff should wrap up around 4, and then we'll kind of clear the gym out and get ready to start serving supper. And then the high school kids' games start at 5:15 with JV boys.
What do you have lined up in the silent auction? I know you've been busy with all sorts of things. So what can you tell us about that?
Well, the easiest way is just say there's something for everybody at this silent auction. And we are up to about 280 items. Last year we were around 200, and we always get worried that, do we have too much, you know, for the people that come through the door? Can we even sell all these things? But they seem to usually get gobbled up, and I'm sure that'll happen again this year. And Troy Hawkshead, the plant manager out at 3M, who's got a couple daughters on the team, has really been on the phone calling a lot of companies that have to do with hunting supplies, and he has gotten lots of things. If you're a hunter, you know, we have deer mounts you can buy for the future when you get a deer. He's got a bow that was donated, a youth bow, a muzzle loader that I'm sure we'll probably just have a picture of in the school. And that lots of other hunting related things that are out of my league. I'm not a hunter, but anybody who's a hunter, you might want to come check those out. And we've got sporting things. We've got autographed basketballs by ISU's women's coach Bill Finley, another one signed by the men's basketball team. We got a football this year signed by Norm Parker, who just retired as one of Iowa's assistant football coaches. So lots of, you know, sporty type things, lots of race things, some cool pictures, stuff donated by drivers. We even have a driving suit that World of Outlaw driver Jason Myers wore a couple of years ago, and he donated that. And then all kinds of baskets that people have put together. And we just every night get more people showing up at our door with those. And so that's really exploded too. And hopefully we'll get a lot of people show up wanting to buy these items.
And I know when you've talked with Derek Cardwell in the past too, you've talked about how the other community that's involved in the game this year, it's Sheraton, really gets into it too. They come in and they see everything lined up and they get into the bidding on all that stuff too.
Yeah, we've already been in contact with them. Jeff Cook's the AD down there, and I used to actually coach with Jeff here in Knoxville. He was here before he went down there. So he knows what's going on. And the other towns try their best to kind of relay, you know, what, because people that are in other towns have no idea what they're walking into, you know, because a lot of these other schools, they might do coaches versus cancer events, and they might have 2 or 3 activities, and they might raise $4,000 or $5,000, which is great, but this is a whole other deal. And so hopefully they've communicated to them that, yeah, the silent auction is open to anybody. You know, 90% of the stuff we have is not Knoxville related, and anybody could, you know, would want it. And we'll let them know that we're having a supper. And so, yeah, we just hope that everybody from Sheraton and last year was Carlisle comes in and, you know, just gets involved with everything that's going on.
And I guess finally to wrap things up, the community's really just been a tremendous supporter of this, and it can't happen without them.
That's exactly right. You know, we can do all this planning and gather all these things, but if people don't show up on Saturday, that it's all for, you know, all for naught. And we know that, you know, people will show up. The coverage you guys give us on the radio is very big with getting the word out, and so we really appreciate that. And we just hope that we, you know, fill the gym and have a huge crowd on Saturday.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I just want to thank everybody that's done something already. The list is too long to mention names, and just kind of thank in advance everybody who comes, and whether you volunteer a little bit or buy anything, you know, just coming through the door will help our fundraiser because we get some donations that way. And we're just excited for a good day on Saturday, and we hope everybody can come out and make it.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you very much.